Sheni, the pasuk continues, Vayavayu kol ish asher nesoi liboy. And every person whose heart inspired him, Mechoy lasher nodva ruche oisoi. And any person whose spirit wanted to give a donation, Heviu, they brought as trumas Hashem, the separation for Hashem, lemelechas oyomayit, for the work of the oyomayit, ulechoil avodosoi, and for all other work necessary in the Mishkan, ulevigde hakodesh, and for the holy begotten of the Kahanim. What is the lashon of nesoi liboy and nodvay ruchay? Ramban learns that nesoi liboy is referring to the craftsmen who were actually making the kelim. They were nesoi liboy to come and do the work. Nodvay ruchay is referring to the people who donated the different materials for the Mishkan. Arachayim learns differently. He learns that nodvay ruchay were people that gave according to their means. They gave according to the amount of money that they had. But Nesoi Liboy were the ones who went the extra mile and extended themselves even further than what they can afford. Vayavoyu ho'anoshim al hanoshim. And the men came al hanoshim. What does it mean al? Rashi says al over here means im. The men came with the noshim. Koil nedivlev, every person who wanted to give a nedava, a donation, heviu, they brought. Chach, bracelets, vonezem, and nose rings, v'tabas, and regular rings, v'chumas, which Rashi explains was a type of a kli which the women used to place k'neged oisei makom le'isha, and that they also brought for the Mishkan. V'chol ish asher heinef tnufa zov l'Hashem, and any person that gave a tnufa of gold for Hashem. The pasuk is listing many different items made of gold, chach, nezem, tabas, and kumas, all different types of jewelry that women used to wear, and they donated it for the Mishkan. The question is, why does the pasuk say "Vayavoyu ha'anoshim al hanoshim"? Why did the men come together with the women? Maskel David explains that since the men just donated gold for the Egel a few months earlier, they were embarrassed to now donate gold for the Mishkan. So therefore, they came together with their wives and mixed their gold together with the women's gold who did not donate any gold for the Egel. This way their gold would not be noticed amongst the women's gold. That is the way the Maskil David learns Vayavayu ho'anoshim al hanoshim. Others learn that since when it comes to a large donation, a woman may not give a large donation without the consent of her husband, therefore the men came together with the women in order to show that they agree with this large donation that the women are giving. V'chol ish asher nimsi itoy, and every person that found with him tcheles, blue wool, v'agomon and purple wool, v'salah shoni and red thread, v'sheish, and linen, v'izim and hairs of a goat, v'ores elim me'odomim, skins of a ram dyed red, v'ores tachoshim and skins of a tachash, heviu, they brought all these materials. Kol merim, anybody that separated trumas kesef, unachoshes, a separation of silver or copper, heviu es trumas Hashem, they would bring this separation for Hashem. V'chol asher nimtza ita asei shitim, and anyone who found with him cedar wood, l'chol meleches ha'avoda, for all the work of the Mishkan, heviu, they brought it. Why does the pasuk separate over here the kesef and the choshes from the gold? In pasuk chav beis it mentions gold, and first in pasuk chav dalet it is mentioning the kesef and the choshes. All over, Zav, Kesef, and Achoshes usually are mentioned together. Some learn that the pshat is that since Pasuk Chav Beis is dealing with the donation of the women only had gold, and that's why the Pasuk makes a separate Pasuk for itself concerning the gold. Since they did not have Kesef and Achoshes, it is said later on in Pasuk Chav Dalet. Also, one has to wonder why, concerning the gold, it says a Lashon of Tnufa, Asher Heinif Tnufa Zav Lashem, as opposed to Kesef and Achoshes, which says a lashon of Truma, called Merim, Trumas Kesef Unachoshes. Imre Shefa learns that since the gold donated for the Mishkan was a kaparo for the gold given for the Egel, that is why a lashon of Tnufa is used, because by a carbon, one makes Tnufa, waves the carbon in all directions to stop bad winds and Tlolim Roim and bad dews. That's why, by the Zav specifically, which was a kapara, a Lashon Tnufa is used. Dasakenim Mibali HaToisva says that since the women did not give gold for the Egel and did give gold for the Mishkan, therefore Hashem made Rosh Chodesh Nisan a yontif, so to speak, for them. Since on Rosh Chodesh Nisan the Mishkan was put up with their donations, the ones who gave only for the Mishkan and not for the Egel, it was made as a yontif for them that they should not do certain type of work. And once Rosh Chodesh Nisan was made as a yontif for them, therefore every Rosh Chodesh was also made as a yontif for them. And that is the reason why women do not do certain malachos on Rosh Chodesh, based on this halacha. And the pasuk continues, V'chol isho chachmas lev, and every woman whose heart had wisdom, biyodeha tovu, with her hands she wove, vayaviu matve, and she brought woven, esatcheles v'ragomom v'talashoni v'tashesh, the blue wool, the purple wool, the red thread, and the linen. V'chol anoshim asher nesol libon oisona b'chochmo, and all women whose heart was uplifted with wisdom, tavu esaizim, they wove the hairs of the goat while it was still on the goat. This was a special malacha, a special umnis, which they wove the hairs while it was still attached to the goat. The reason for this was because the uria seizim were made out of hairs of a goat and they were not dyed. And Maskal David says that since they were not dyed, they had to be especially clean, and the only way to keep them very clean was to weave the hairs while they were on the goats. As opposed to the other wool, which was dyed, you wouldn't see the dirt anyway because they put the dye on the wool afterwards, like blue wool and purple wool and red thread. And that is why the Maskal David explains the pasuk calls the hairs of the goats izim. It does not call it hairs of a goat, but plain izim, because the hairs were woven while they were still on the goat. V'anasiim heviu, and the nasiim brought es avnei ashoyam ves avnei meluim, the avnei shoyam and the avnei meluim lo ifav lachoshen, ves aboisem ves ashamen, and they brought the besamim and the oil lema'or for the menorah, with the shemen ha-mishcha and the lektaris ha-samim. The besamim was used for the shemen ha-mishcha and the lektaris ha-samim. Rashi is medayik. Why is the loshen v'hanasiim, the word hanasiim, written without a yud? And he brings down for Rav Nosson, who says that the Nesiim said by the donation of the Mishkan, let everybody bring what they want to bring, and whatever is left over, we will bring. And since everything was covered for, except for the Avnei Shoyim, Avnei Meluim, the Shemel Lama'or, and the Besamim, therefore they had nothing left to bring. And that is why their name is written Chaser without a Yud, to show that they were lazy, and they did not take the initiative to bring first. And in order to atone for their laziness that they did, Bishas Nidvas HaMishkan, when the Mishkan was put up, they were the first to bring karbonos. And that is why we find that a Rosh Chodesh Nisan, for the first 12 days that the Mishkan was put up, a Nasi Layoim, one Nasi per day, brought special karbonos for the Chanukas HaMizbeach. Maskal David asks, why didn't the Yidden also bring the Avnei Shoyim, Avnei Meluim, Shemen Lama'or, and the Besamim? The Pasuk says in Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Zayin, V'amalocha hoysa dayim l'chol amalocha lasos oysa v'hoyser, that the Yidden had an abundance of donations for the Mishkan. So if they had so much and so many people wanted to donate, why was it left over to bring the Avnei Shoyim and Avnei Meluim for the Nesiim to bring? Therefore he learns that it was never part of the tzivui for the Bnei Yisrael to bring these four items. Originally, the tzivui was that the Nesiim should bring it. The Nesiim was supposed to bring the Avnei Shoyim, Avnei Meluim, the Besamim, and the Shemen HaMa'or. And this that the Nesiim were lazy was talking about everything else, because they said, we are supposed to bring these four items. And concerning the rest of the Nedavos HaMishkan, if there will be anything that will be lacking, we will bring the rest of it. And there was nothing lacking. Everything was covered for, and all the Nesiim had to bring was the four things that they were told to bring originally. And that was the laziness of the Nesiim, and that is why their name is written Chaser Yud. The Chafetz Chaim says that we see over here, because of the Atzlus of the Nesiim, a Yud was taken away from their name. We know that Midat Toiva is greater than Midas Peronius. The Midah of good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is greater than the Midah of punishment. And therefore, that's why we find when the Nesiim did the right thing and they brought karbonos by the Chanukas HaMizbeach, over there, not only wasn't it a chaser in the Torah, but the Torah went out of its way to say over and over each and every Nasi what carbon he brought. And it says it 12 times, the same karbonos over and over in Parashas Nasi. So we see that when somebody does an Avera, the Torah takes away something. But when he does the right thing, we see that the Midat Tova is much greater, that not only does it put back the letter, but it adds many, many extra letters in the Torah when the Nesiim did the right thing. One also has to know why in Pasuk Chav Zayin it mentions the Avnei Shoyem and Avnei Meluim before the Shemen and the Besamim in Pasuk Chav Ches, as opposed to in the beginning of the Parsha, Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Ches, first the Pasuk mentions the Shemen and Besamim, and then first in Pasuk Tes, the Avnei Shoyem and the Avnei Meluim. Also, over here in Pasuk Chav Ches, it says Besamim first and then Shemen, as opposed to Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Ches, where Shemen is first and then the Besamim. And the pasuk continues, "Kol ish v'isha asher nodav libam oisam." Every ish and isha whose heart wants it to give a nedava lahavi l'chol hamalacha, to bring for all the work asher tiva Hashem lases biad Moshe, that Hashem commanded to do in the hand of Moshe, heviu v'nei Yisrael, the v'nei Yisrael brought nedava l'Hashem, a donation to Hashem. Let us go back on the Rashi's. The men came together with the women. Hu tachshit shel zov, it is a golden ornament. Ogul, it is round. Nosen al hazroya, placed on the arm. Hu atzamid, it is a type of a bracelet. Vechumos, kli zov, it is a vessel of gold. Nosen keneged oisim makom leisha, placed by the private part of a woman. Rabbeinu pirshu, shem kumos, and our rabbanim explained the name kumos stands for kan makom zimo. Here is a place of znus. Zakrashi v'chol ish asher nimsa itoy techeles oy agamon oy telashoni oy oyres elim oy techashim kulam hayheviu, they brought all of it. Rashi is telling you should not think that one has to bring everything, and if he only has one item he can't bring it. Therefore Rashi says techeles oy agamon oy telashoni, even if he has one item he can bring that one item. Sifse chachamim is medayik. Why doesn't Rashi say oy by Sheish and Izim? He says Oy Techeles, Oy Agamon, Oy Tela Shani, and then he skips Sheish for Izim, and then he goes to Oris Elam Adamim V'Oris Techashim. Why does he leave out Sheish and Izim? And he explains that the Havamina to think that one has to bring all of them together and not each one alone only exists by Techeles Agamon Tela Shani and Oris Elam Adamim V'Oris Techashim, because many things were made out of Techeles Agamon and Tela Shani together. Therefore, one might have thought that if you want to bring Tcheles, you have to bring Tcheles, Agamon, and Tala Shani together, and not each one separately. And the same thing by Oris Elim Adamim and Oris Techashim. Since Oris Elim Adamim and Oris Techashim, at least according to one Shita, was one cover, therefore you might think that it has to be brought together. But concerning the Sheish and Izim, Izim was used for one thing, for the cover of the Urias Izim. Sheish was used separately also, for the hats of the Kohen Gadol, for certain clothing of the Kohen Hedget. So I would never have thought that you can't bring it alone. Therefore, Rashi doesn't say oy by them, because it is simple that you can bring Sheish alone and Izim alone. And he only has to tell me it by Tcheles Agamon Tela Shoni and Oris Elim Adamim and Oris Techashim. So Rashi, Tavu Esa Izim, he hoisa umnis Yisera. It was a special art to know how to weave on the goat itself. Sheme al gabio izim tavu oisam. They wove it on the goat. The hanasiim heviu, and the nasiim brought. Nasiim written chasayut. Amar Rab Nosson, maro nasiim lisnade b'chanukas hamizbeach betchila. Why did the nasiim donate for the chanukas hamizbeach, the karbonis brought on Rosh Chodesh Nisan for the first 12 days? Why did they donate first? Umamlechas hamishkan lo yisnadvu betchila. And by the donations of the mishkan, they gave last. Elakach amru nasiim. This is what the Nasiim said. Yisnadvu tzibur ma'ashim yisnadvim. Let the congregation donate whatever they want. U'ma'ashim achastrin, whatever is missing, anu ma'ashlim anoisai, we will finish it off and give what is left. Kivin sheshlimu tzibur esakol, once the tzibur donated everything, shenema v'amalocha oisem dayim, and the work of bringing was sufficient. Amru Nasiim, ma'al leinu lasais. The Nasiim said, what should we bring? Heviu es avnei ashoyim. They brought what was left over to bring, according to the Maskel of David, what they were commanded to bring, the Avnei Shoyim, the Avnei Meluim, the Shemen HaMa'or, and the Besamim. Lekach, Hisnadvu B'chanikus HaMizbeach Tchila. Therefore, they learned their lesson, and they didn't wait, and they donated by the Meleches, by the Chanukas HaMizbeach first. Ulefish, and Hisat Lumit Tchila, since they were lazy. In the beginning, by the Nidvas HaMishkon, Nechzera Ois Mishmam. A letter was left out of the name, Vanasiim Ksiv, it's written Nasiim without a yud.